Thank the Lord tonight for His love and His blessings to us. Desire and interest in your prayers. We look into the Word of God this evening. Burden the Lord has put on my heart. It's entitled, He Shall Sustain Thee. And that is a promise to all of us tonight in whatever battle we are facing, in whatever temptations we are going through, in whatever afflictions that might be upon us, and whatever your family life is, whatever your congregational situation is, there is a place tonight that God will sustain you and keep you to enable us to have peace and victory and power and joy right in the conditions that we're facing tonight. Last night, my wife and I watched a recording of our wedding over 17 years ago. And we were looking at a lot of faces and a lot of people. Some of you here tonight and some that have gone on to meet their maker. There have been a lot of changes take place. And there were situations and things I looked on and I said, that is so sad. And there are others that I know have gone through a lot of battles and trials that still have the victory here tonight, and I thank God for that. But I know that in spite of every situation and every problem that you will face in life, that there is a place that we can abide in one who is greater than we are tonight. And this evening, there is no excuse for us to fall by the wayside and falter and say the battle is too great and I cannot make it. There is a place tonight that you can make it and you can live godly in this present evil world. There are many people that have fallen by the wayside and they point fingers. And they say the trial was too great. The temptation was too strong. The ministers didn't treat me right. The people in the congregation didn't do what they should have. Folks, when we stand before God, those excuses will fall by the wayside. Because the only thing that is going to get us to heaven tonight is the power of Jesus Christ. I have no grace within myself to minister to you, to enable you to overcome the battles that you face tonight. But there is a place in the Lord that I would that all of us take comfort and courage to know that we can make it. There is a measure of grace that God has right in the problems that you have tonight. Right in the face of people that have not done you right. Right in the face of opposition. And when the battle is keen and you don't know how you can go any further, there is a place tonight that God has promised to sustain us if we will bring these burdens to the Lord. If you will turn with me over to 1 Kings, we'll be in the 17th chapter. We'll begin reading with verse 1. Speaking of Elijah here, verse 2, it said, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And this was during the time, remember, that God had given the promise through Elijah. He told Ahab that it would not rain on the earth. And when it does not rain, everybody suffers. We live in a time tonight that all of us, even if you're saved and love God tonight, there is a place that we also suffer because of sin in the world. There is a place that God gives us victory to overcome it. But we still grieve and we still suffer some of the consequences in this life because of the presence of sin in our world today. You know, having a lost loved one, the grief that it brings to your heart. You know the sorrow that you experience when you go through some of the valleys in this life. Just because we are saved tonight does not make us exempt from the difficulties and problems that come in life. And so the Lord spoke unto Elijah. And I am thankful tonight that in the times of drought, that God still speaks to His people. And tonight, if you have not felt the presence of God or have experienced The presence of God, you're dwelling in the wrong place. Because there is a place in the midst of drought and famine that God is still speaking to His people tonight. And if God has not spoken to you for a long time, you need to get up from where you are tonight and move to where the presence of God is. The word of the Lord came to Elijah. And He spoke to him and He said, "Get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook. And I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there." And so he went and did according unto the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. During time of drought, during time of need, God is still in control. And tonight, I do not know everything that is touching your life. I know some of the things that have touched my life in the last number of years, and I can testify to you that when you do according to the Word of God, there is a brook. There is a place that God has provided that we can go and be nourished. When all around us circumstances are dire and there are needs and there are problems and there are afflictions and there's temptations and there's burdens around us, there is a brook that God has provided tonight. And I thank God for it. This here tonight goes beyond theology. There is a practical, real experience that you can have in your life that you can sit by the brook. But too many times in times of difficulty, people are trying to, in their own strength, in their own ability, they're trying to find the answer to overcome the problems, to make it through the famine. Folks, the only way we're going to make it in this evil world is by doing according to the word of the Lord. God spoke to Elijah and said, "You need to move. You need to get up and you need to go over to this brook, Cherith." And it said Elijah did what the Lord said. Tonight, one of the things that will keep you from making it successfully through the trials and difficulties of life is if there are places of disobedience. There are people that have sat right in this chapel for years and years and years and testify to the fact that they have not heard the voice of God. If you are not hearing on a regular basis the voice of the Holy Spirit in your life, you need to get up and move tonight. You need to get up and be in your life, in the decisions and the choices and where you are dwelling. You need to get up and go to that place where God has provided a place where He can sustain you and keep you in difficult times and through the trials of life. But understand that although God had brought Elijah to the brook, the next verse, in verse 7, it said, "It came to pass that after a while the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land." Have you ever been in a place where you said, "Lord, I'm here because you called me here. Lord, I'm going through this difficulty because I did what you told me to do and now things aren't working out." So what are we going to do, folks? Does that mean we displease God? God took Elijah to that place. But folks, there are going to be times when you have been obedient to the Lord that the brook is going to dry up. And you can look in the past and say, "I experienced God's grace. I experienced His comfort. I experienced His help, His sustenance. And the Lord was faithful, but it seems like I'm not experiencing it like I used to. And the brook's dried up." So what are we going to do? Said the word of the Lord came unto him saying, folks, when the brook dries up, the Lord is going to come back. And it said here, he told Elijah, he said, "Arise," in other words, get up from where you're at, and get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. And behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee." And that is the crux of the burden tonight. There is a place that if the brook has dried up in your life, if you are not experiencing the reality of victory, the reality of comfort. See, it's easy when we come to service, and the requests go forward, and sometimes it's asked, do you have an unspoken request? To put your hand up because the brook's dried up. Lord, would you change circumstances? Would you change this person? Would you change my wife? Would you change my husband? Would you do this for my children? Lord, you used to give me peace and victory there, but Lord, would you move and work in my job? Nothing's wrong with bringing those petitions to the Lord, folks. But there is a place tonight, right in the middle of a famine, right in the place of afflictions, right in the place of need, there is a place that the Lord wants to sustain us, that we can still have peace. We can still have courage. We can still experience the victory of God in our life in spite of the famine around about us. And if the brook has dried up tonight, the Lord's saying, arise. Don't stay where you're at, folks. If you're in a land of famine and the brook that you're dwelling by dries up and you don't move, you know what's going to happen? You're going to die. You're going to perish because the body needs water and we need food. Folks, spiritually, we will not be able to survive if we are not being fed. If we are not eating and partaking of the things that God has provided, we are going to wither up and die. And tonight, right where you're at, if the brook has dried up, I want you to know in the Lord tonight, you do not have to stay there. You do not have to stay by a brook that used to be. You do not have to stay in a spiritual condition where the Lord used to talk to me here. The Lord used to give me the ability to forgive. The Lord, I used to have peace in my life when I was going through these kinds of battles. When you're suffering physically, you say, I used to have that committed. And I used to know what it was to have peace in my life. But if you don't have it tonight, and the brook's dried up, the Lord is saying, get up. And I want you to go to Zarephath because there is a place that I have provided a widow woman. She doesn't have a lot, but she will sustain me. Folks, tonight, you do not have to walk through the problems and trials of life by yourself. It is a blessing for us to be able to come together in meetings such as this and experience and hear the voice of God. But do you know, when I go home, I cannot live through the week just on the presence of God that I might find when I come among some of God's people. I must hear the voice of God in my life every single day. I need the grace of God today. I need a fresh anointing of the presence of the Lord today. It's not enough to pull out the old books tonight and talk about what God used to do. What a mighty God. No, what a mighty God tonight because of what He is still doing today. To those that have been faithful to get up from the brook when it dries up and go to Zarephath, they're experiencing the sustenance of the Lord tonight. But there are too many that are wanting to live in the past. Live on what God used to do. There is a fresh testimony, a fresh experience, and a fresh anointing that God has for you tonight. But it means that we're going to have to do according to the Word of God. It's not me pulling out my map and trying to figure out where another watering hole is. It's about listening to the voice of God. The Lord told Elijah what to do. And tonight, if you have not been sustained by grace, if you have not are not currently experiencing the presence of God in your life, It's time to come back and say, Lord, in my life, what do you want me to do? Have my choices that I've been making, have they been made in accordance to thus saith the word of the Lord? Or has it been based on this one, and that opinion, and that past history? Folks, there is a current, up-to-date experience that God has for each and every one of us tonight. And if you are not being sustained in the trials that you're facing, it is not God's fault. It is not because God's power is lessened tonight. It's because we have to get in the place where God's blessings are. Get thee up. He said, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. To sustain means to hold up. It means to provide sustenance, to bear, to support, to keep from falling or sinking, to endure without failing or yielding. I am thankful tonight that there is a place right in our need, that there is a place that God will sustain us. There is grace tonight to enable you to overcome yourself. There is power tonight to enable you to forgive those that don't treat you right. There is grace tonight for you in your homes where you have an unsaved companion or one that is professing to be saved, that's not acting like it. There is grace and power for you to hold you up that you need not sink. There is a place tonight in the Lord that when you are being tempted, you will find the power of God sufficient to enable you to say no to the power of the enemy. There is a place tonight that you can experience being refreshed right in unchanging circumstances because I am dwelling where God told me to dwell. And God will sustain you and hold you up. There are times in life, and I've said right here maybe last month, but there are times in life that we can begin to feel overwhelmed with some of the burdens and trials of life. I want to just remind you again this evening, that does not despiritualize you. Doesn't make you less spiritual, see. Some people think that if you're just right where you ought to be, you're never going to start feeling the pressures of life around about you. But I have found when we are dwelling in the presence of God, the presence of His Spirit within us exerts a greater pressure. It exerts a positive influence in our life that enables us to overcome the pressures of life around about us. There is a grace that God has to sustain us that will enable us not to crumble when the pressure's on, but enable us to maintain our experience with God, to maintain peace, to maintain joy, to maintain victory. And folks, I know the battle can get hot tonight. I know there are things that in your life you may be sitting there right now tonight saying, Brother Michael, you don't know what I'm going through. And I don't. But you don't know what I've gone through either. And I have found that God will sustain us when we do according to the Word of God. Tonight, do not be discouraged. Do not give up. Do not get to the place when you start to feel the pressure and you think, I can't make it another step. There is a place tonight in the Lord that He will sustain you. He will keep you. He's promised to do that when we do according to the Word of God. It's not a time to say, well, the waters flow here at the brook. It used to flow and it's dried up. And I don't know what happened. And I guess I'll just lay down and die. Have you ever felt that way? You don't have to acknowledge it. Do you know I find difficulty when you get in a trial that's so hard and you start almost thinking, Lord, it might just be a good time to take me home. The Lord has grace tonight to keep you right here, to go through your problems and still have peace in your soul. There is a place tonight when you are suffering that you can still have victory in your life.
There is a place tonight that your faith can transcend circumstances, that I know by God's grace I can make it through when I'm in that place where His blessings are. Tonight, are you being sustained? Are you enjoying the blessings of God? It's not enough to say, oh, but you don't know my trials. Remember, look around tonight. I know some of y'all have gone through hard trials. I know some of you have been through the fire, but have not you found the presence of God there? Have you not found the reality of the Son of God right when the fire was the hottest? I can testify it is so. And I don't just have to stop with reading about the three Hebrew children, because I have seen the Son of God right in the middle of the fire tonight. And I know many of you have too. Don't give up tonight. Don't lay down. If you have been struggling tonight and you see you've been falling short and the brook's drying up, you say, I'm trying to live for the Lord, and it seems like I'm starting to fall short, and I don't know what's happening. The Lord is saying to you tonight, get up. Get up and come to me, because I have prepared a place that I will sustain you. I'm going to keep you from falling. I'm going to keep you from succumbing to the pressures around about you. Salvation doesn't exempt us from the pressure, saints. Salvation does not exempt us from temptation. Salvation does not exempt us from sorrow and grief. When you lose loved ones and your heart is breaking and you don't know how you can get up to face another day, God shall sustain thee. God will keep you if you'll stay in that place of submission to the Lord. In the times that we reach the end of our proverbial rope, when we can bear no more, God shall sustain thee. I think about so often Peter, when he said, Lord, if that's you out there on that water, bid me to come to thee. And at the word of the Lord, Peter got out of the boat now. Now here's Elijah. Lord, you told me to come to this brook and I'm partaking. But after a while it dries up. See, Peter was on the water and he was walking on water. Lord, I'm out here, not in my own ideas, not just because someone else said, get out of the boat. Folks, if I tell you to get out of the boat tonight, and you do it because I told you, you're going to sink. You get out of the boat when the Lord tells you to get out. And when you get out there on the water, it's not about, well, Brother Michael said to get out here. I have no grace to give to you tonight. But there is one this evening. There is a God tonight that when He says, get out of the boat, you get out there and you're going to see God work a miracle in your life. But after a while, Peter, as he was walking out to his Lord, he got his eyes on the circumstances. He got his eyes on the storm. How can I bear it? How can I handle it? And you know what happened to Peter? He began to sink. And we can sit back and shake our heads tonight if we want. Oh, Peter, I've been there. Have you? Lord, you told me to get out of the boat. I'm starting to sink, Lord. What are you going to do now? And the Lord said, Jesus said, He immediately, He stretched out His hand. And He caught hold of Peter. Tonight, God will uphold you. God wants to sustain you. If you're struggling spiritually, don't give up. If you've been to this altar over and over and over, oh, it's okay. But come back to the Lord and say, Lord, I need something new. I need something fresh to keep me. I need something fresh that will invigorate and stir me to keep me from falling. And the Lord is not going to look down His judgmental, self-righteous nose at you tonight. He's not going to do that. He's going to lift out His hand. He said, if you'll just come off help. I'll keep you. There is grace tonight that will keep us from falling. We sing the song, Mighty to Save, and it was a miracle when God saved us, was it not? And tonight, if you don't know the awesome, miraculous saving power of God, it's there for you tonight. But the song also says, Mighty to Save and Mighty to Keep. Grace like an ocean, boundless and deep, there is no end to God's grace and knowledge. There is no end to the depth of His help to me when I'm feeling the pressure and I don't know where to turn and I don't know how I can make it. We have a God tonight that loves us and His hand is outstretched and He's saying, don't give up. Don't walk away. Don't wither and die right where you are, even if I used to bless you there. Get up and go over. And I provided a widow woman, and she shall sustain thee. There is a place that God will sustain you tonight if you will get up and come to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm feeling overwhelmed. Don't know how I'm going to make it, Lord, but Lord, my eyes are on thee. Did not God tell Paul when he prayed to have that thorn in the flesh removed? See, Paul was praying about circumstances. And that's all right. There's nothing wrong with that. But God answered him, didn't he? And God said, my grace is sufficient. It will sustain you. It will keep you. It will hold you up. It'll see you through your time of grief. It will see you through your time of temptation. It will see you through your time of family problems. It'll see you through the time of congregational needs. It'll see you through financial difficulties. It'll see you through affliction. Folks, there is a reality to that grace tonight. It works. And what is grace? You can have different definitions. One definition of grace, it's so simple, it's just help. God's help given to man. Maybe a little more accurate, according to the Greek, might be God's unmerited favor. You know what unmerited means? It means you don't deserve it. That's grace. It's not because of what I have done. It's not coming, folks, when we come for spiritual needs or physical needs. It's not about coming and telling the Lord all that we've done for Him. All that I sacrificed. All the work that I've done for the Lord. It is coming and saying, Lord, I am unworthy, but I need some help here. And God will reach out His hand with grace to lift you up, to enable you to do what you could not do in your own ability. That's sustenance. God shall sustain thee with His grace. When you don't deserve it tonight, the devil loves to capitalize on failure. He delights to capitalize in failure. But do you know this evening that the concept of grace is about when we don't deserve it, and we come to the Lord and find a power that is greater than ourself. And it is that grace tonight that will enable us to overcome those things in our life that have caused perpetual spiritual failure. There is a place tonight in the Lord that we can rise above the past and go forward with a grace that now I can say no to the enemy and yes to the Holy Spirit. There is a place tonight that you and me, right where we are with the circumstances and trials and battles, there is a grace that God wants to give to you to keep you, to see you, as the song said, it's grace that's brought me safe thus far, and it's grace that will take us home. Oh, tonight, it's not enough to look around at that one and what that one's doing and where that one's going and all the trouble over there. Oh, no. There is a grace tonight that can take us safely home. There is a grace tonight that where we can be sustained and kept with comfort and power and peace and victory. Not just when we come to camp meeting, but when we get up Monday morning and face the same trials. When we go home on Thursday in the same needs. When you pull out the checkbook or the balance sheet and the same figures there. When you lay and you feel the same pain in your body, in the same grief in your spirit, there is a grace tonight that will sustain you and keep you. And if you feel like you're right on the edge tonight and you're not sure how you can go anymore, don't be disheartened this evening. Don't be discouraged, but know that our God has promised to sustain us. The scripture says over in Proverbs 1:45,
In verse 20, it said, "The Lord preserveth them that love Him, but the wicked will He destroy." The Lord preserveth all of them. Have you ever looked around? It seems like God's blessing that person, that person. It just seems like that I'm not experiencing those blessings like they are. You know that God has blessings for you tonight? God will preserve. And you know what it means to be preserved? It means to be kept from spoiling. The Lord wants to keep the salvation that He's given to you. And He wants to preserve it that it doesn't spoil because of the trials and the problems and the pressures that life brings. This is why the Scripture teaches us so familiar that He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, He increases strength. The Scripture goes on later and says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint." They won't fall. They won't wither and die. They won't give up. Because God shall sustain thee. In closing tonight, if you will turn with me over to Psalms 55. Psalms 55 in the 22nd verse. Scripture says, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee." Cast your burden on the Lord. Tonight, if the burdens of life are weighing you down, if you do not know how you can face another year with some of the same needs and problems that you had this last year, if you will come tonight and cast your burden on the Lord, He has promised to sustain us. The condition is this. If Elijah would have said, "Lord, I will get up from the brook and I'll go and I think I know another place that I can go." That's not what Elijah did. It said he did according to the word of the Lord. Tonight, that's the condition. If you will do all that you know that the word of God teaches and where the Holy Spirit is leading you tonight, God has promised to sustain us and keep us from falling. There is no need tonight, as again pointing back to where I started, when I saw and saw all of the faces of those that were there to celebrate our marriage over 17 years ago, and I saw the things that many of the people have gone through, some of you here, you made it. I saw so many broken homes. I saw so many that are not with us tonight. Some of them have gone out into eternity. Some were ready and some weren't. I saw so many that I know tonight are struggling. And I want you to know that 17 more years from tonight, you can still be being faithful to God. You can still have the grace of God working your life. You can still, if God gives you life, and if He chooses to take you home, then you can be ready to meet your Maker. Tonight, if you're burdened and you don't know how you can bear much more before you get to what you'd say, "It's my breaking point," the Lord will sustain you. The Lord will keep you. And there is a reality to that amazing grace that God can give to you to bring us safe home.